Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. During the MEC meeting this week, Greg Davidovich provided the MEC with information that suggests the company is no longer interested in maintaining a non-punitive self-reporting onboard safety action program, or OSAP. Over the past several months, AFA representatives have been working with representatives from management and the FAA to find an acceptable alternative to the program that seems to be desired by the company. United Airlines has been the industry leader in the establishment of safety action programs, and our program continues to be the model to which safety SAP programs are measured. In the place of the industry-leading safety program that has worked well for the company and the flight attendants, the company has proposed changes to our OSAP that would defeat the self-reporting nature of the program and provide for, in some instances, disciplining flight attendants who submit OSAP reports. To be clear, the OSAP program has been a success for flight attendants and the company, while, at the same time, proving to be a valuable tool for the FAA to identify safety issues that need to be positively addressed in the interest of safety. In the interest of maintaining this program, AFA has advocated to both United and the FAA for the program to be extended for an additional 90-day period to review the findings of the working group that was tasked with reporting on the benefits of maintaining the program as well as the consequences of discontinuing it. The United Master Executive Council unanimously adopted a resolution in support of an OSAP program that provides for the self-reporting of safety issues while maintaining the standards currently in place to protect flight attendants from discipline that might otherwise result from the reporting process. This resolution can be found on our website. This week, your local council leaders attended the Spring 2013 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council in Chicago. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other presidents from around our system, addressed the business of our union and the issues that are of importance to our flight attendant community. Daily summaries detailing each day's discussions are posted on our website. Today, the company finalized plans on the cutover date for the new uniform. June 25th, it is. Given this announcement, the concern expressed by those who have yet to receive all of the necessary components of the uniform is justifiable. In-flight management has indicated an awareness of the numbers of individuals who are without the complete uniform. We have been told by management they are working closely with Cintas, our uniform vendor, to track the manufacturing and shipping processes for back-ordered pieces. Based on an ongoing review of this information, management has set the cutover date and anticipates having uniform pieces to all employees. We are receiving reports from around the system that some uniform items, once machine washed, have shrunk and can no longer be worn because they don't fit. Management has been told by Cintas this shrink is the result of not following the garment care instructions and is not a fabric quality issue. Be advised that there are different care or laundering instructions for each garment. It is absolutely not a one-size-fits-all care instruction. For example, garments made of uniform suiting material are to be laundered in cold water, low heat drying, and the use of a cool iron to remove any remaining wrinkles in the fabric. Use of fabric softener is to be avoided. Uniform shirts, on the other hand, must be washed in warm water with light color fabrics and, once dried, removed immediately from the dryer to avoid wrinkling. The uniform overcoat and liner cannot be laundered and must be professionally dry cleaned. We've learned that a separate document detailing care instructions isn't included with the material shipped with the uniform to your home. In addition, not all uniform items have care instructions sewn into them. If you are unclear of how any of the uniform items are to be cared for, contact Cintas Customer Service for specific information and instructions. Should you encounter a situation where any of the uniform items have shrunk, you should contact Cintas for assistance in securing replacement pieces. In the event you are unable to resolve the situation with a Cintas customer service representative, contact your domicile uniform coordinator or any in-flight supervisor for further assistance in obtaining the necessary uniform pieces. Management has indicated that the stated goal is to have flight attendants in full uniform on the cutover date, feeling good about wearing the new uniform. Don't hesitate to contact your local council office for further assistance. We continue to receive questions and calls expressing concern related to the California Proposition 65 notice sewn into the uniform purse. AFA representatives met with management to review the product testing that was recently completed on the components of the uniform purse. We continue our work at dissecting the test results that were shared with the union. At this time, we can advise that management, based on the test completed, has reached a conclusion that the purse presents no danger to those who use or carry it. AFA's preliminary review of the test results provided confirms that the chemicals tested for in the components of the purse are within the tolerances contemplated by California Proposition 65. California state law contemplates that manufacturers have a choice to make as it relates to the testing contemplated under Proposition 65. If the testing, which can be costly, is not completed, manufacturers are required to include this product warning notice. Said another way, had the manufacturer completed the required testing and ended up with a similar test result, it is likely that the Proposition 65 notice would not have been required to be placed in the purse. What is important to understand is that many products we use in our daily lives contain the chemical compounds contemplated for testing under this state law. These tests under California state law monitor the levels of these compounds to ensure the concentration is at or below acceptable levels. The law does not necessarily contemplate, nor does it require, a complete absence of these compounds. It should be clear that AFA is making no representation as to whether this product is safe or unsafe for use. In our representational role, we continue to ensure that the product complies with the strict standards required by law, while we reassure those who continue to have concerns about this item that uniform appearance regulations do not require carrying of the uniform purse. However, if you elect to carry another purse, it must be contained inside your suitcase or an approved uniform tote bag. Our advocacy on this issue continues. Finally, our discussions regarding the requirement for women to wear the uniform scarf with the uniform blouse have been ongoing. We have advised management of the concerns that have been expressed about having to wear the scarf around the neck, especially in the confines of the aircraft cabin. AFA has made specific recommendations for the uniform scarf to be developed with a breakaway option that would provide the same level of personal safety as a clip-on tie does for male flight attendants. The company has declined to provide this option. Instead, the company continues to assert that there is no reason for concern, safety or otherwise, about wearing the scarf. Further, those who wish to not wear the scarf have other options, namely the dress and the short jacket. We have communicated to the company the nature of these personal safety concerns, and our advocacy on this issue is ongoing, and we will continue to explore other options. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.